Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkey says it will continue to target U.S. allied Kurdish fighters on the Syrian frontier near its borders, despite mounting international pressure on the Ankara government to stop the artillery bombardments. Middle East scholar Peter Bechtel tells VOA this could be a problem for the U.S., which has good relations with Turkey for the most part and also is backing the Kurdish fighters in Syria who are fighting the Islamic State militants.
Not just rhetorically, but militarily, as far as we know, and for all I know, logistically as well. And the United States has apparently persuaded the government of Saudi Arabia to deploy some of its fighter aircraft to interdict Air Force Base, which has been a major NATO resource for several decades, and that's inside Turkey, to persuade them to have some skin in the game.
Turkish Foreign Minister Melvin Cavusoglu says no decision has yet been made on ground forces against the Islamic State, which some analysts say could dangerously widen the multifaceted conflict. Authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo briefly detained prominent opposition figure Martin Fayulu Sunday, 2 days before a called a general strike designed to pressure President Joseph Kabila to step down from office. Mr. Kabila is legally required to step down in December from 15 years in power. Fayulu, president of the Engagement for Citizenship and Development Party, was held briefly for incitement to public disorder. Citizens are being asked to stay home Tuesday to demand elections to be held within the constitutional deadline. This is VOA News. Vote counting has begun in the Central African Republic in the presidential runoff there between two former prime ministers who pledged to bring peace and security to the nation that's seen more than 2 years of conflict. The winners will be replacing a transitional government put in place in 2014, a year after the Salika rebels pushed President Francois Bozizé from office. United Nations saying that Afghan hostilities left more than 3,500 civilians dead, nearly 7,500 others wounded in 2015. That was an increase of 4% in civilian casualties from the previous year. The report also documented a 37% increase in women casualties and a 14% increase in children killed. President Obama will seek to pull together America's leadership role in the Asia-Pacific region when he hosts all 10 Association of Southeast Asian Nations in the U.S. state of California this week. Leaders will tackle a range of critical and sensitive issues central to the strategic U.S. rebalance to the Asia-Pacific. ASEAN nations are experiencing explosive growth right now, as well as rising tensions, and that's why Mr. Obama will urge leaders to adopt a set of rules and principles that will ensure each country can pursue its own interests legally and peacefully. Daniel Russell is the Assistant U.S. Secretary of State, that is, for East Asian and Pacific Affairs.
And a cohesive ASEAN helps secure stability and growth that's built around a common commitment to rules and to fairness. It allows major countries like the United States, other powers, to engage constructively as partners. It prevents Southeast Asia from becoming a sphere of influence or becoming a battlefield.
The Obama administration describes the region as the heart of the Asia-Pacific and ASEAN as a good forum in which to build an infrastructure to handle a range of issues. Pope Francis continues his visit to Mexico City, where Sunday afternoon he visited a pediatric hospital. Children's Hospital is one of the city's largest, and it handles cases of cancer, genetic malformation, and neurological disorders. The Pope blessed the children and also thanked the staff.
A todas las personas que no solo con medicamentos.
The Pope gave thanks for all the people who make it their purpose, he says, to make others feel good, not just with medicine, but what he called the therapy of affection. Pope Francis will travel to the impoverished state of Chiapas next, where he is scheduled to give Mass into the indigenous communities there on Wednesday, a Mass in the city of Juarez. That's just across the border from the U.S. city of El Paso, Texas.
That's the latest world news from VOA.